Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Machona, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, dear. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm well. I'm very much okay today.
You're very much okay today.
Gone.
Oh, fantastic. God is great. God is good. Oh, man, let his name be praised forever. Thank you so much to hear that.
Amen.
So grateful to God for that, man. Oh, praise the name of the living God. Yeah. Well, we're continuing with the subject of the power of tongue. And, of course, those who are joining us, please do make sure that you contact us on +27 734703520 if you want to be part of this conversation. You know, all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It's a restless evil full of deadly poison. That's according to James 3:7-8. Now, Pastor, if the Bible tells us, itself, that no human being can tame the tongue, why should we even try then? I mean, already, it's clear it's not going to happen.
You know, when I was going through that text in James, it's like that verse, I was seeing it for the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
I never thought there's something like that in the Bible. But it is.
Yeah.
It definitely is there. And it's all surrounded with hopelessness.
You Amen. Know,
with all forms of fear. It seems like, why even try? Why even try when it's close to impossible? You know, it reminds me of what Paul says in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 7. You know, when he ended up saying, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from such evil?" You know, but I like the end thereof. They said, "Praise be to the name of Jesus Christ." So acknowledging that on our own, we cannot manage for sure. We cannot manage, like what James said, because he's now speaking from, he has got a background. You know, that is the hopelessness that is being portrayed in James. Evil, because on our own, like what I said, we are not able to tame the tongue. Yesterday, you remember, we spoke about the tongue being used to represent the words that we speak.
Yeah.
You know, in the book of Matthew, I think it's Matthew chapter 12, 34, Jesus said, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." So now we realize it's not now being the issue of the tongue. Yes, the tongue, it's like it's the instrument that is being used, you know. But I think the tongue is getting these are kind of evil words, according to yesterday's text, from something, from somewhere. You know, yeah, it's just being used as a spokesperson. So what we say reflects actually who we are. What we say reflects who we are. So the chief culprit now is not the tongue, but the inner self.
So what you are saying is that the tongue actually is just really the conduit. Really is just it's just a transportation method. The culprit here is inside.
Inside, the tongue is the spokesperson of the human government.
But then the tongue. Yes. So the tongue is an accomplice then.
Yeah, he or she is allowing itself to be used. You know, the tongue is part of the government.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, so you realize now the system now, the body system is the one, maybe the out of the abundance of the heart, the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Yeah.
So the tongue speaks from the abundance of the heart. So the headquarters now is the heart or the mindset. That's the way the word headquarters is. That's where the biggest challenge is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in order now to, I agree with James. I agree with him 100%. So what is needed now is a heart transplant, not a tongue transplant.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
What is critical right now?
But then, Pastor,
James is 100% right. Yes.
Yeah. But then, why does James have such a negative view of the tongue then, if that's the case? I mean, James should then be going to where the issue is, to the heart of the matter.
James is not being negative. He's being realistic. He's being realistic. Remember, he has given us evidence of the animal kingdom, which has been tamed, but not the human tongue. So he's speaking from an informed background.
Mm.
So he's telling us the real issues. He's not being negative. He's saying the truth. You know, I've seen elephants being tamed. You have gone to zoos, right? I've seen lions being tamed. I've seen pythons being tamed. I've seen crocodiles being tamed. But the tongue, which is maybe about 5 centimeters long.
You can't. You can't. It's sharp.
You can't. So he has got a rich background of bigger things being tamed. Why not the tongue? Maybe until he realizes it is connected to the headquarters.
Yeah.
So he's being realistic.
Man, not an easy subject. But then, Pastor, in your view, why is I do know that you're saying it's from the heart, etc. But then, why is it difficult to tame? What's your view? Why is it so hard to tame it then?
Maybe I didn't want to bring this up now, but I think it's very important. We need to realize that we are in the great controversy. We need to realize that.
All right.
Yeah, so that is very critical. We need to realize that the tongue, like what I said, is just assigned to do a certain task. It is just an instrument, just a weapon of mass destruction. So trying to tame the tongue without dealing with the root problem is futile.
True.
That's where the issue is, yes. So I may try, I need to control my mouth. I need to control my tongue. But before I know it, I'm saying something even worse than what I've said, what I'm regretting. So the issue I want to reemphasize this. Yes, the tongue is there. It's a culprit, like what is it, an accomplice. But hey, it is something deeper than that.
Yeah, and something that is deeper that needs to be, attended to. Now, much as you're saying that there is something deeper that needs to be attended to, and of course you pointed to the heart, perhaps there are some ways, you know, in which we can tame the tongue. Are there ways that we can at least try, you know, at least make an effort? Is there a way? I think you did mention just one example, for instance, that you may want to think maybe before you actually say. Are there ways that we can actually tame the tongue?
Yes. We can mention some. You know, when I'm having a headache and I just rush to a clinic, before they check what the problem is, they try to stop the pain. Right? They give me pain stop, they give me some aspirin or some paracet. So what we are going to do now, we are going to try to stop the pain caused by the tongue for now. You know, before we deal with that. I think it's very critical to see a positive in anything. Even if something is not very good, try to pick out the positives. You know, it will help you not to say something very, very bad to someone.
True.
Just try to pick some positives. Yes. Don't focus on the negative all the time.
So
by so doing, you may be able to control your tongue, and also think before you talk.
Very important.
Before you utter some words. Yeah. Think before. Don't just shower words. Don't just throw words out. You know. Think. Just wait for a moment. Just wait for 2 seconds.
You
know, that will make a very big difference.
Very
because
important.
I'm the one who has got the words that I know I want to say something. The other people don't know. So if I keep quiet, they will know nothing. I mean, they were not expecting anything from me. So, but now, one writer said, every person is considered intelligent until they speak. Everyone is considered intelligent. Wait until they open their mouth.
Then you find trouble.
Think before you talk. By all means, the other one, by all means, try to be patient. You know, let some things pass.
Yeah,
just try to be patient. Don't rush. Just try to be patient. Sometimes don't even comment. You are tempted to comment, but pinch yourself not to say something.
Let things go. Let things slide.
Let things slide. Stop complaining all the time. You are always complaining. There's nothing good that you see in anything. You're always complaining. You know, sometimes just a compliment.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, one other thing that is very critical, selection of words is very, very important.
Very important. Choose alternative. Yes.
English is a very rich, whatever language, all languages are rich. Choose alternative words. Choose alternative words. There are those very hard, you know, stony words. Try to avoid them. So selection of words, vocabulary is very key. Then even when you are angry, you know, make your point politely. Yeah, even when you are angry, angered, you've been hurt, try to make your point in a polite way.
That's a tricky one, you know?
I know. But try. That's why I'm saying try.
Yes.
Just
yes.
try. Take a deep breath, you know. Then just try to. Yeah. I don't know how you can do it, but try.
No, it's important to try because, I mean, you can get a great deal out of just trying to, you know, control your anger. Are there some examples, perhaps, Pastor, from Scripture that, you know, talk about the destructive part of the tongue?
I can mention maybe one or two. If you go to the Book of Numbers, I think, let me just, if time allows, just me allow me to read one text, the first verse, Numbers chapter 12 and verse 1.
Right.
Let me get to that one. Numbers chapter 12 and verse 1 is the story of Aaron and his sister Miriam. Right. Listen to this. Then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. So Aaron, these three were siblings. Aaron was the firstborn. Miriam was the firstborn, then Aaron, then came Moses. So Moses had married a black woman, a Cushite woman. And Aaron and Miriam were not happy. In other words, they were racist, the two of them. So they connived against their brother and they spoke evil against Moses. And do you know who intervened? God himself. God was not happy with Miriam and Aaron's tongues. He was not happy.
Yeah,
he was not happy. So he intervened, and the two of them became leprous. They contracted leprosy. A terrible result.
Because of the tongue.
Because of the tongue. Why have you married a black woman? Why have you married? That's my choice. That's my choice. She's the one I love. No, we don't do that here. We don't marry black women. And God was not happy because it was God who had created the black woman.
Now,
the tongue.
So tongue can really, really help people. I mean, hurt people. And of course, how people speak without considering others can really cut very deep. Now, it looks like the tongue can create some very deep wounds. Is that so?
Very true, very deep wounds. The other narrative, you can get it from 2 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 20, when Moses was coming back from returning the Ark of the Covenant. And he was very happy, but the woman, the wife,
you
if
mean
you
David.
Remember
you
what
mean,
he
you,
said.
You mean David, you said Moses.
David, yes, King David. King David, yes, I think that's 2 Samuel chapter 6, King David. You know, when he came back, you know, he was so excited.
He was dancing before the Lord.
He was dancing before the Lord. And after having done that, now he was coming to his wife to bless his own household. Then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, that's the wife, came out to meet David. Listen to the words. How glorious was the king of Israel today, uncovering himself today in the eyes of the maids and the servants. As one of best fellow shamelessly uncovers himself. That's the wife speaking to the husband. And listen to the response. That's now David. It was before the Lord who chose me instead of your father and all his household to appoint me ruler over Israel. Now David is responding. I was dancing before the Lord my God, and that God chose me above your father. And the father was so, he was already dead. See the exchange of words here, the tongue at play.
Quite hurtful words.
The wife is saying, the wife is saying, you are a shameless king. You are covered yourself.
You're
and the husband responded,
you're just an embarrassment.
I was in front of my king. Yeah, I was doing that in front of the God that I worship, who chose me as king over your father.
Mm.
Was that necessary?
On both sides, it looks like it was very harsh.
On both sides, and the chapter ends by saying, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death.
Aye.
That's how the chapter ends.
Yeah. Well, but you know, very, very powerful the tongue is. So very, very advised that we really guard our tongues. Pastor, please wrap up our conversation with one word to our listeners regarding the tongue.
Yeah, so like what I said yesterday, there are so many ways that we can hit one another. You know, there's gossip, backbiting, peddling falsehoods, body shaming, tribal and racist remark. All those things are not necessary. Why should we gossip? Why should we backbite one another? Why should we peddle falsehoods? You don't have any evidence of what you're talking about, but we are peddling falsehoods on your brother, on your sister. Body shaming, you know, everyone is created in the image of God. Why are you calling someone fat? You know, why are you calling someone all sorts of names? Tribal and racist remarks, you know. And God was not happy because of some racist remarks. So let us try to control our tongue. I know it's not easy, but that tongue reports to someone. So I just pray that we try by all means to control our tongue. Let us think before we utter some words, because by our words, we can make or break someone. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, my pastor. Well, it's been a very eye-opening conversation, and I do want to thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.